Hello, wrestling fan. Why have you been going down on your grandma?
I thought Layla died.
Yeah, Rose.
Oh, the
scum of the
earth.
My name is
Coco.
Guy looks like a pedophile.
It's Blue.
Willow.
Okay.
He played keep away with his glasses.
Bitchy Glam was mad.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Supla's NXT Review. I'm Comrade Antonelli, and usually I'd be joined by Samuel Brooks, but he's at Alcon right now, which means he won't be able to join us. Which means I'm going solo again. Now, it may be raining outside right now, but on NXT Review, it's always sunny. Despite the poor joke, this week's NXT was very important because next week is TakeOver. No, there's going to be many matches. An event where there will be multiple championship matches. Charlotte will defend the Divas Championship against Bayley. The NXT Tag Team Champions, The Ascension, will defend against whoever wins the tournament. And Adrian Neville will defend his NXT championship in a fatal four-way against Sami Zayn, Tyler Breeze, and Tyson Kidd. That's gonna be good. Also, Enzo Amore and Sylvester LaFleur will be facing each other in a hair versus hair match. That can only be good. But this week's NXT started with some Divas action. Alexa Bliss, the little cheerleader blue lady, she's blue, went one-on-one with the women's champion, Charlotte. Now, we haven't talked much about Alexa Bliss on this show, because I don't think she's had a match since we've started this show. But I like her. She's not... Looking at her, you'd expect her to be kind of boring and, you know, nothing special. Because she comes out and she's got, like, this sparkly music going on. And she's just dressed in a blue tutu, and, you know, but she's talented and actually fun to watch, so I enjoy watching Alexa Bliss, and Charlotte's, of course, great, so this match was obviously good, but with championship implications, Charlotte, of course, picked up the victory, and then Bayley came out, and she said, "Charlotte, I know last week you refused to shake my hand, but you have to take me seriously, because if you don't, then I am seriously going to take your title." And so she stuck out her hand, waiting for a handshake, and Charlotte says, "Well, you gotta put, nah," and shoves Bayley. Bayley didn't take too kindly to that, and hit her with the hugplex, aka the belly to Bayley, and I marked out a little bit, because as you all know, I love Bayley. Hopefully she actually wins that title to TakeOver. That'd be great. Charlotte's great, but with the implications that she's going to be moving up to the main roster soon, why not give this to Bayley? I don't see any downside to it. Sure, Charlotte hasn't had the longest title run, but it's just NXT. It's not that bad. If she has a time... It's also not that bad if I can fucking talk, but yeah, if she has a short NXT title run, that's fine. If she's moving up to the main roster, which rumors has it she is, so it's fine. Next on the card was one of the men in the Fatal 4-Way, Tyler Breeze, going one-on-one with Ty Dillinger, who is one half of a tag team in NXT, and, you know, he hasn't done much else so far, but good match. Tyler Breeze, of course, winning. Also, throughout the show, there were, like, little backstage interviews with all four members of the Fatal 4-Way. Tyler Breeze was like, what? Basically, he says he's gonna win because he's better looking than everyone, of course. But after his match, Tyson Kidd had a match against Adam Rose, which was closer, to say the least. Tyson Kidd still picked up the victory by making Adam Rose tap out to the sharpshooter, and in his little video, it was actually really funny. Tyson Kidd was talking about the Fatal 4-Way. He's like, there's one man who's the greatest high flyer in the world, and he learned all that in the UK. There's one man who has the most heart, and resiliency, and he learned all that while he was in Japan. Another man, everyone says, is cocky, arrogant, full of himself, but he gets the job done. And then there's one man who's ruthless, heartless, cold, calculated, whatever, whatever. Also, Adrian Neville, Sami Zayn, and Tyler Breeze are in the match. So, you know. I actually thought that was pretty good. But he won his match against Adam Rose. Then Sami Zayn has a match, of course, against Marcus Louis, one half of Les Legionnaires, and picked up the victory by submission with the Koji Clutch, which I think is a very cool submission. If you don't know what it is, look it up. Very cool. Then, of course, the champ's got to get some action in, and he has a match with CJ Parker, the Eco Warrior, I guess is his new thing, or his new nickname that they give him. I don't... The character's great. I'm not saying anything about the character, actually. It's very entertaining, but too many nicknames. Basically, Adrian Neville got the victory by pinfall with the Red Arrow, the coolest move ever. And so all four members of the Fatal 4-Way pick up a victory on their way to TakeOver 2, which is not called TakeOver 2, it is just called TakeOver, which is extremely fucking confusing, seeing that both TakeOvers have happened in the year 2014, so there's absolutely no way to differentiate them, and it's just a mess. But that's not my job, so I won't go on about it. I think that's the first time I've ever come to that conclusion in my life, but I'm just going to let it be. The main event. Oh, man, the main event. The finale to the number one contenders tag team tournament. Sin Cara and Kalisto, in the first round, defeated Buddy Murphy and Wesley Blake. And in the second round, they defeated Sami Zayn and Adam Rose. The Vaude Villains in the first round defeated Bull Dempsey and Mojo Rawley. And in the second round, they beat my favorite NXT tag team, Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy. Now, I was... Jesus, I was upset about that. But if the Vaude Villains picked up the victory in the tournament and won the tag titles, I'm fine with that. Because at least Enzo and Cassidy didn't lose in vain. So the match was really good. Sin Cara and Kalisto versus the Vaude Villains, really good. However, Sin Cara and Kalisto are now the number one contenders. They beat the Vaude Villains. So what the fuck? I just don't understand. Like, here's the thing. When it comes to NXT, I'm under the mentality that all champions should purely be NXT rookies, not main roster talent. Sin Cara is a part of the main roster. So I hope to God the Ascension win that title match, because I don't want a main roster superstar, even if it's just one half of a tag team, to hold NXT gold. I don't want that. It's different if they're a rookie, they win an NXT title, and then they move up to the main roster and still have it, like Paige did, or most NXT champions like Big E and Bo Dallas. Well, actually, Bo Dallas didn't do that. That's a mistake. But if you're already on the main roster and you come back for an NXT championship, like Tyson Kidd's been trying to do, don't win it. So I don't want Sin Cara and Kalisto to win because of Sin Cara. I don't know why the Vaude Villains didn't win this tournament. They're the heels. The Ascension, it doesn't matter what their characters are, they're the most loved tag team in that fucking place. So what better team to fight them than heels? Like the Vaude fucking Villains. I just don't get it. Maybe the people in the booking room were under the mentality that it wouldn't be believable if Aiden English and Simon Gotch, quite madly, defeated Victor and Connor. But it's not any more believable that little old Kalisto does it. So I don't understand. I don't understand at all. So, whatever. That was NXT. TakeOver's next week. Brooks will be back next week. So, a 2-hour special should be good. Hopefully the Ascension win. Hopefully Bayley wins. Hopefully Sami Zayn wins. I should have talked about that. Adrian Neville. I love Adrian Neville. I love Tyler Breeze. Tyson Kidd. I already mentioned why I don't want him to win anything. In NXT, that is. But Sami fucking Zayn, dude. How cool would that be? That's all I gotta say. How cool would that be? And also, Enzo Amore, I better win that fucking hair versus hair match because just fuck me, dude. If he loses, oh, no. No, 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 no. Just no. Anyway, I've been Comrade Antonelli. This has been the NXT Review. And I've been just choking on myself for some reason. I'm still sick, sorry. And I will see you all with my co-host for NXT TakeOver Review next week.